best of country and Irish music right here on your favorite station, Irish Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Patrick Feeney here.
Hello there. This is Robert Mazzell.
Hi, it's Louise Morrissey here.
Hi, this is Margot.
Hi, Trudy Lawler here.
Hello there, John McNichol here.
Hello, this is Ray Lynam.
Hello, this is Paddy O'Brien.
Hello, everybody, this is Mary Duff here.
Hi, folks, this is Nathan Carter.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell here.
Best music on Irish radio.
Oh, yeah.
With John Lawler.
And a very good afternoon to you. How you doing? Hope you're well for this Sunday afternoon. And it's great to be back. Hope you didn't miss me too much. Anyway, John Lawler with you till 3 o'clock this afternoon, bringing you the best of country and Irish music. Your requests and dedications, new releases, and of course we got the news round across Ireland at 2 o'clock from Jerry Byrne. And thanks indeed to Jerry for the past 2 hours. Absolutely brilliant as always. Anyway, enjoy the next 2 hours with yours truly. Kicking us off, brilliant sound of Fergal McConnell.
Walked on, walked straight and looked the world right in the eye. That's what my mama told me when I was about knee high. She said, son, be a proud man and hold your head up high. Walked on, walked straight and looked the world right in the eye. All through the years that I grew up, I taught these things to me. But I was young and foolish then, much too blind to see. I ignored the things she said as if I'd never ever heard. Now I see and understand the wisdom of her words. I walked tall, walked straight and looked the world right in the eye. That's what my mama told me when I was about knee high. She said, son, be a proud man.
Irish Radio.
The music you want to hear, right here. If you would like a request or dedication, what are you waiting for? Get in touch now.
It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home. There's something in me that needs to wander. see when I'm far away in a land of strangers. I know my good friends think of me. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home. When a man is down, down on his fortune, he stands alone, sometimes alone. He looks around him, looking for an open hand. Sometimes there's one, sometimes there's some. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home. No matter how far away, no matter how long, there's a constant thread that's never broken. It ties me to my friends at home. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home. It's good to see you, to be in your
home. Oh, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Two in a row there from Fergal McConnell. Kicking off with Walk Tall. Quite a famous song, that one as well, done by many an artist back in the day, and recently, of course, done by Fergal McConnell. And of course, it's good to see you, and that's my song to you. It's good to see you since I've been gone. Yes, unfortunately, I haven't been here for the past I can't remember how many weeks it is now. It must be four or five. But through one reason and another, and of course I've been moving as well. So, as you can imagine, it's been somewhat of a nightmare. But anyway, I'm back on here now as of today. Every Sunday between 1 and 3 and every Wednesday between 8 and 10. So I do hope you'll join me. As always, and a very good afternoon, we say to Mark Nethery, Martina Whalen, and Fahy. How you all doing? Hope you well. Martina Whalen listening there from Ennis in County Clare, in the good old country of Ireland, the Emerald Isle, somewhere where I've been meaning to go back for the past 20 odd years and never managed to do it. But I seriously need to go back soon, I'm telling you. As the lyrics of that brilliant song from the Wolftones, "My heart is in Ireland." I may not have been born in Ireland, but my heart is definitely there. Anyway, hope you're well, folks. And Fahy, very good afternoon to you. Thanks indeed. Good to see you back, says Anne. Yes, it's good to be back, Anne. Definitely. And Ken Roberts over there in Australia, hope you're well. Thanks indeed for your lovely words, Ken. It's definitely great to be back, and hope you're well indeed. Kevin Byrne, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well, Kevin. And Paul Griffin, very good afternoon to you, Paul. Hope you're well. And we shall get Cleona Hagen on for you a bit later on, Paul. The biggest Cleona Hagen fan in Northern Ireland, I think, Paul Griffin. he always requests Cleona and Seamus Moore and a few other artists besides, but it's definitely safe to say that Cleona Hagen is certainly Paul's favourite artist. Anyway, hope you're well, Paul. Great to have you along. Mark Nethery, very good afternoon to you. I hope you're well. And Liz Maddox, very good afternoon to you, Liz. One of our fellow presenters here on Irish Radio. Does a great show here on Thursday afternoon, Liz does, 3 to 5. And fair play to us. She covered for me last Wednesday as well. And great job she did as well. Good on you, Liz. Well done. And Alexander Hutchison, very good afternoon to you. I hope you're well. And my good friend Penny Hudgel over there in Sudbury. Penny, great to have you along. Very good afternoon to you. And very good afternoon also to our friends on the Global Irish Network as well, where we reach out to a bigger audience as well, Global Irish Radio. And very good afternoon to all you lovely people out there as well. And a very good afternoon to anybody else who's listening. Irish Radio it is for this Sunday afternoon. Latest from Lee Matthews.
I called up the council cause I found a new pothole. I told them where to find it, they told me where to go. Now I'm out spitting feathers at the side of this old road. The needle's down and empty and me breath can feel the cold. I heard something not surprising just the other day. They get out in the news report, there'll be more bills to pay. It's times like these I shake my head and try to look away before I start to lose it and my hair is fully grey. Cause oh, I'm just a simple man, take me as I am, I'm doing what I can, I tell you all this grand. There's things I'll never understand. But oh, I take it as it comes, I'm in it for the run, and my work is never done. Sure, it's all a bit of fun, and that gives me the upper hand. Cause I'm just a simple man. Some folks like the quiet, and some forever moan. Well, I just like to move along, then make my way back home. Cause I don't need the drama, and I don't need the pain, and I don't really care if Trump or Biden is to blame. Cause oh, I'm just a simple man, take me as I am, I'm doing what I can, I tell you all this grand. There's things I'll never understand. But oh, I take it as it comes, I'm in it for the run, and my work is never done. Sure, it's all a bit of fun, and that gives me the upper hand. Cause I'm just a simple man. In my dream the other night, the devil tried to tempt my soul. He dangled right in front of me, a ticket laced with gold. Well, I guess I hesitated, it wasn't meant to be. Cause I'm a firm believer that the best in life is free. And oh, I'm just a simple man, take me as I am, I'm doing what I can, I'll tell you all this grand. There's things I'll never understand. But oh, I take it as it comes, I'm in it for the run, and my work is never done.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Latest release from Lee Matthews.
And that gives me the upper hand.
He's a bit like me, just a simple man.
Just a simple man.
If you'd like a request or dedication on the program between now and 3 o'clock, don't forget to get in touch. You know what to do. And we'll get your favourite song played between now and 3 live here on Irish Radio. Very good afternoon to Nathan James over there in Portlaoise, or near Portlaoise. I think he lives near Portlaoise. I'm not sure if he lives actually in Portlaoise, but very good afternoon to you anyway, Nathan. And if you happen to be around Portlaoise Parish Centre around the 22nd of June, that's Saturday the 22nd of June, there is a brilliant, what looks like a brilliant performance on there called Miracles of Music 2, and featuring certain artists, namely Pascal Brennan, Father Ray Kelly. Do you remember Father Ray Kelly, folks? I think he was on, it was either Britain's Got Talent or The X Factor. I think it might have been The X Factor, but I could be wrong. It was definitely one of them anyway, Britain's Got Talent and or The X Factor. And Noel Boland will be appearing as well. And it's called Miracles of Music 2, and tickets are available from Portlaoise Parish Centre, or you can call Nathan on 0852 179253. That's 0852 179253. Or if you are dialing from outside Ireland, it would be 00353 852 179253. That's Miracles of Music 2, taking place at Portlaoise Parish Centre on Saturday the 22nd of June 2024. Doors open at 7 p.m. The show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets are €20. As I say, available from Portlaoise Parish Centre directly, or you can call Nathan on the numbers previously mentioned there. Anyway, Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon, you're very welcome along. Very good afternoon, we say, to my good friend Penny Hudgel over there in Sudbury in Suffolk. Hope you're well, Penny. There's Michael English.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. 'Cause I can play the part so well. Come and see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of heartbreak, lost at flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train, feeling nearly faded as my dream. Bobby thumbed the diesel down,
just before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana, was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sung up every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging round. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool who's blind and just can't see. Oh, she's not like me, she's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys and all her charms. Ah, but I still love her so, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me.
Hi, this is Kevin Murney here, and you're listening to the best of country and Irish music with John Lawler, right here on Irish Radio.
Change in your mind. Here I go down the wrong road again, going back where I already been. Even knowing where it will end, here I go down that wrong road again. Here I go down that wrong road again.
Here I go down that wrong road again. Brilliant sound, the Kiva Murney. Brilliant artist in her own right as well. Only 13, I think she is. Am I right, Kiva? No, I think... let me see now. I think she's 11. I could be wrong. it's my first Sunday back on... folks, so I'm slightly out of touch. I think Kiva's 11. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kiva, anyway. But if I've got it wrong, then it's a compliment, because that means you're younger than you actually are. But anyway, she's only it's only somewhere around 11 to 13. But that's nothing, folks. She has a cousin who is also a singer in her own right as well, Amber Campbell. She, I'll tell you what, she has got the voice of an angel. I'm pretty much speechless, to be perfectly honest, about Amber. She's just, for a 9-year-old, she's one of these artists who shines, shall we say. Her debut single will be coming up on the program later on anyway, and well, you can judge for yourself. Many of you many of you have heard Amber in action with her debut single, and beautiful voice she has as well, and she's definitely going to go places, and it definitely runs in the family. Kiva and Amber are cousins anyway, so I'm sure there'll be plenty more singers in the family as time goes on. A bit like my family, actually, as big as it is. There's singers, musicians, and all sorts of various sorts of people. It's quite a musical family, mine. Seems to be the thing with Irish families in particular. There seem to be a lot of musicians. I guess it's a sort of a going trend right down the years, I suppose. Something like that. But anyway, very good afternoon, Margaret Russell. Hope you're well, Margaret. Great to have you along. Tom and Maura Deniff, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well. And, yes, Kiva is 11. She has just reminded me there. There you go. I've given you another few years, another couple of years, onto what you have already. So, anyway, hope you're well, folks. And hope you're well, Kiva. Great to have you along. And Josie Norman Leon and Amber Campbell's debut single. While we're on the subject of Kiva, I may as well mention Amber as well. Her debut single is called The Waltz of the Angels, and that will be coming up later on in the program. And I'll tell you, it's absolutely beautiful. The first time I heard that song, I thought, in all honesty, I thought to myself, I'm not sure that's the type of song I can envisage a 9-year-old singing. But I tell you something for nothing, Amber proved me so wrong. I heard Amber's voice and it literally nearly brought a tear to my eye. I'm telling you. Well, many of you have heard Amber already, so you know what a fantastic voice she has. Just like Kiva, of course, so... they will both go places in the country and Irish music industry. So, as I say, we'll hear Amber a bit later in the programme with her debut single, Play Me the Waltz of the Angels. Brilliant song it is too, in its own right, but I think Amber brings a separate sort of vibe to the song. So I've heard many people singing that song, and Amber's voice is very sort of distinctive, if that's the right word. Unique, that's the word I'm looking for. Unique. A bit like Kiva, actually. I've never heard anyone singing quite like Kiva. She has a strong voice, Kiva, and you can hear the passion she puts into her singing. Anyway, I could spend the entire program talking about Kiva and Amber, but I'm sure you'd like to hear a lot more music as well. So, As I say, Amber will be coming up later, so I'm sure we'll be on top of the world for that. Here's Clodagh Togger. This is her latest release as well. Originally done, of course, by the Carpenters back in the day.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky. I've got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially.
To John Lawler, broadcasting live on irishradio.org and now also on globalirishradio.com.
Those days will never die.
the brilliant Effie Neal and The Island. Absolutely brilliant stuff. And a beautiful song and a beautiful singer, says Betty Reynolds. Absolutely right, Betty. Anyway, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well. And very good afternoon to my good friend Wendy as well. Wendy Johnson over there in, I think she lives in Colchester. Somewhere near Colchester, am I right, Wendy? Hope you're well, Wendy, and hope you're doing well in this strange old world of ours. It's not too bad out at the moment. Weather is, well, not too cold. It's cold enough. It's 9 degrees, but it's not too bad. It's been worse. It's been worse, folks. Anyway, it's 1:38 here on a Sunday afternoon. John Lawler taking you through till 3 o'clock. And some great music coming up on the programme. Your requests and dedications. Brilliant music yet to come from Dave Lawler, no relation to me, by the way. Shania Twain, Linda Marks, Sean Cuddy, you name it. Quite a few different artists. And of course, Amber Campbell, of course, and her debut release. Only released recently. And doing very well at the moment. It's number 3 on the Irish radio charts. So, well, let's get it to number 1, because that's where it belongs, isn't it? Anyway, more music coming right up, right after this.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish Roasting Beef. Now stocking Limerick Hams and Cooked Limerick Hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Well, that wasn't supposed to happen. That happened on the programme a few weeks ago. The adverts decided to play silly sausages on me, but I think I know why, actually. Because I was meant to do something with them, but I clean forgot to do it, and I think that is why they are doing that. But anyway, I shall have a look, and well, hopefully we will get the ads back for you a little bit later on. Anyway, Anne McAteer, very good afternoon to you. Yes, 9 degrees in the UK, says Tom Deniff, but yes, not very good at all, really. Not too cold, mind. Not too cold. Very fresh out. I'll give it that. Anyway, very good afternoon to you, folks. Hope you're well. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. Brilliant sound of Dave Lawler. Also, a very good afternoon to Maeve Farrell. Hope you're well, Maeve.
Where you can hear a country song from far, and someone plays a honky-tonk guitar, where all the lights will go out one by one, the people join the sun. Mississippi rolls down to the sea, and lovers found a place they like to be. How many times before the sun was ending, love and understanding's everywhere around. Yeah. guitar player turned to rock and roll. And everywhere when the summer nights are calling, I always will be calling dreams of yesterday.
Brilliant stuff, Mississippi. Brilliant sound of Dave Lawler. No relation to me. At least not that I know of. It could be for all I know. Anyway, Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. Betty Reynolds, very good afternoon to you. I hope you're well. And Ken Roberts, our good friend from over there in Australia. Hope you're well, Ken. And yes, indeed, Amber Song has been out about 4 weeks now, and what a song it is. A cracking song and beautiful, I can't say the word now. Beautifully done by Amber, of course. And as I say, that will be coming up very shortly. And Amber is, of course, a rising star on her musical journey to something special. Absolutely, Ken. I agree 110% with you there. Anyway, if you'd like a request or dedication, do let us know. You know what to do. And get in touch with us and we'll get your favourite song played live on the radio as well. And if you're celebrating a birthday or a wedding anniversary or even a divorce. Yes, people do celebrate divorces these days. Although it's in all seriousness, it's not a pleasant experience, I'm sure. But talking of wedding anniversaries, it's it was Betty Reynolds' wedding song to her husband John, which was I think it was when I played On Top of the World earlier on. That was Betty and John's wedding song back in the day, 34 years ago as well. A very happy wedding anniversary in advance, whether it's past or it's about to come. But anyway, an advanced wish for you there. Anyway, Irish Radio over this Wednesday afternoon. It's 9 degrees here in the UK. Not too cold, but it's cold enough, let's put it that way. But I'm inside here in the studio at the minute, so anyway, very good afternoon to Valerie Crotty. She celebrated her 50th birthday. Was that today, Valerie, or recently? I've just celebrated my 50th last Wednesday. I can't quite get used to being 50. I'm not sure whether it's a good thing or not. But every time I think of being 50, it makes me feel old. But I don't know whether that's it's supposed to do that, or I'm just thinking the wrong things, because they do say that the new 40 is actually 50, so I think I'm gonna go with that. That's probably the best way of looking at it, I suppose. Anyway, Edith Hutchins, very good afternoon to you, Edith. Hope you're well, and great to have you along. And as Edith says, nifty for 50. I don't feel very nifty, though. But I suppose I don't look too bad for me age. I haven't quite got the walking stick yet, but when I think about it, you know, it's going to be... I mean, what's the retirement age these days now? I think it's, for men, it's about 60, it's nearer to 70 than it is 65, I know that, but I can't quite remember the exact age now for men, but it used to be 65, I know that, but I think it's gone up since then. And by the time I retire, which will be, I suppose, officially in about 15 years' time, because that's when I'll be 55, or 65 even, but the retirement age will, well, I'm sure, be gone up to maybe 70 by then, for all I know. But Valerie celebrated her 50th birthday on Valentine's Day. Wow, how romantic is that? That's not bad. It's nearly as good as celebrating your birthday on Christmas Day, isn't it? Yes, indeed. Ken Roberts says, I don't look 50. I look a very handsome man. Why, thank you, kind sir. You don't look so bad yourself, judging by the photos there. What photo have you got on your Facebook profile there, Ken? I can't quite make it out, but I don't think it's you, actually, to be honest, but... But thank you anyway, Ken. I don't look 50. I hope that doesn't mean I look older. No, I'm joking, Ken. No, I don't think I look 50 either, to be honest. Because I see some 50-year-olds. And no offence, but they look older than me. And, well, there you go. And Betty says, I don't look 50 at all. Thanks, Betty. Thanks indeed. But, yes... life begins at 50, Liz says. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I think I'll go with that, Liz. But yes, the new 40 is 50. Yes, Ken Roberts has got a kangaroo on his profile. That makes sense because he lives in Australia. So there you go. I don't think I've ever seen a kangaroo. I've seen maybe I have actually. I've seen wallabies. There's plenty of wallabies here in the zoos and some country parks here in the UK. But I know the kangaroos are bigger. I'm sure I must have seen them because I never apart from size I can never tell the difference between wallabies and kangaroos, but I believe a wallaby is a baby kangaroo, so it makes sense that you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Oh, I do talk a lot of rubbish sometimes, don't I? Anyway, okay folks, on with the music. It's nearly 2 o'clock. Can you believe that, folks? Jerry Byrne is waiting in the wings there to come and read the news across Ireland for us at 2 o'clock. So Jerry will be coming up at 2 o'clock to read the news for us. And don't forget, if you'd like a request or dedication, Paul Griffin, stand by, because Cleona Hagen is coming up right now, in fact, for you. And Makatia, we'll get Colin Harney on for you as well, as always. And a very good afternoon, Betty Reynolds, once again, requesting... Oh, Big Chief, Rising Star himself, Damien McCarthy and the Apache Show Band, and Mary in the Morning requested. Beautiful song it is. And we'll get that on for you, Betty, no problem at all. And we will get plenty of other requests and dedications coming up as well. Wendy Johnson, hope you're well, Wendy. Any country songs you like, your favourite country song, I'll try and get one from Aaron Bolton, actually. He's done a few country songs. And very good afternoon also to my colleague Sabira over there in Wapping. She's just left our department, actually, although she's actually still there, believe it or not. She left last Tuesday, and she's that dedicated that she stayed on for an extra... best part of a week, and I'm not sure if she'll be in our office tomorrow or not, but I have a guess. I have a feeling she probably will be. And also, just in case anyone's listening, a very good afternoon to the therapies department at the Royal London Hospital as well, over there in Whitechapel, in case anybody from that department happens to be listening. I know Sabira has spread the word for me. You know, I must take her on as my promotions manager, I think. She's doing a good job, I think. Fair play to you, Sabira. Anyway, Anthony Murphy, very good afternoon to you. I hope you're well. Great to have you along, Anthony. And Paul Griffin, very good afternoon to you. Cleona Hagen requested. And here she comes again. Originally done by Dolly Parton.
Here you come again, just when I've begun to get myself together. You waltz right through the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work. Soon I'm wondering how I came to doubt you. All you gotta do is smile and smile, and there go all my defenses. Just to lean up to you, and in a little while you're messing up my mind, filling up my senses. Here you come again, looking better than a body has and shaking me up so that all I really know is here you come again. Here I go.
Sound of Cleona Hagen, here you come again, taken from her album The Dolly Songbook, and that's her latest album where she's done all songs pertaining to the great Dolly Parton. So there's all sorts on there, 9 to 5, there's her latest single is Islands in the Stream, I think, and that was the one that Dolly did with Kenny Rogers back in the day. And yes, indeed, brilliant album it is too. 1:57 here on Irish Radio. Jerry Byrne coming up in about 3 minutes time with the news round across Ireland. But to take us there, the Big Chief Rising Star himself, Damien McCarthy and the Apache Show Band, and playing this as requested, Mary in the Morning.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, when through the sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. morning, chasing the rainbows in her dreams so far away. And when she turns to touch me, I kiss her face so softly, and then my merry ways to love another day.
Across the world and online, this is Irish Radio News.
I'm Gerry Byrne, and here is the news from Ireland for this weekend. The Minister for the Media, Catherine Martin, has reiterated her position, which led to the resignation of the RTE chairperson, Suni Rahala. The minister told a press briefing at government buildings that she was deeply disappointed that the chair had not given her accurate information in relation to exit packages for RTE executives. Ms. Rahala stepped down after the minister failed to express confidence in her during an interview. The RTE board said it had requested a meeting with the minister at the earliest opportunity. Two men have been before a special district court sitting in Tralee in County Kerry, charged in connection with the seizure of crystal meth with a street value of almost €33 million. The court has told us the biggest seizure of methamphetamine in the history of the state. Nathan McDonald, with an address at Ballyseedy, Tralee in County Kerry, was charged with possession of methamphetamine, commonly known as crystal meth, for the purpose of sale or supply. The offence is alleged to have been committed at Ballyseedy Garden Centre. Mr. McDonald, who is a 43-year-old father of three, was described as the chief executive officer of the Garden Central business. He is remanded in custody. James Lean, with an address at Pilgrim Hill, Kilmore, Listowel in County Kerry, was also charged with possession of crystal meth for sale or supply, with the value of the drug exceeding €13,000. In addition, James Lean, who is 41, was charged with importing crystal meth at Cork Port in Ringaskiddy on the 16th of October last. He was also remanded in custody. January saw the highest number of people accessing emergency accommodation in Ireland on record. 13,531 people were in emergency accommodation in January. 4,027 of them were children. There are now a total of 1,010 recently arrived asylum seekers without any state-provided shelter, the highest number on record in Ireland. A High Court judge has excluded several members of Enoch Burke's family from attending next week's review of the teacher's ongoing refusal to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath. A man has been jailed for 2 months as a deterrent for breaking immigration laws after turning up at Dublin Airport arrivals without a passport, identification or travel documents. Cloverhill District Court heard Monier Defala, aged 30, was one of about 37 people arrested for similar offences in recent weeks as part of an ongoing Garda National Immigration Bureau operation. A 20-year-old man has been jailed for 15 months and disqualified from driving for 15 years after pleading guilty to dangerous driving causing the death of a US tourist in County Leash in 2022. Laura Jones, aged 59, from Colorado, was killed in a crash near the Rock of Donemaze on the 7th of October 2022. James Kearns of Crosby Avenue, Port Leash and County Leash had also pleaded guilty to a separate charge of dangerous driving causing serious harm to the victim's husband, Doug Jones. A 33-year-old man who killed three generations of the same family has been told that he will spend 29 years in jail before being considered for release. Daniel Sebastian Allen had pleaded guilty to three murders and one count of manslaughter linked to the deaths of four people in Derry Lynn and County Fermanagh on the 27th of February in 2018. Garda in Cork are investigating the death of a woman whose body was found at her home in the city on Friday. The woman is believed to have been aged in her 50s. Garda in Ballinasloe in County Galway are investigating an alleged assault in the town on Friday morning, during which one man was seriously injured. Advertised rents rose at a slower pace last year than in the previous 2 years, but still climbed by 6.8%, new data from property listings website daft.ie shows. Westmeath County Council has confirmed that it has been the subject of a payment fraud of approximately €515,000. In a statement, the council said the fraud had been initiated by a third party. Westmeath County Council said that as soon as it became aware of the issue, it contacted the Gardaí and engaged the services of specialist advisors. The telecommunications company Air has announced that it has begun the process of removing the last of the country's payphone boxes in Ireland. Of the 105 remaining units, 11 will become digital kiosks, while the other 94 will be removed over the coming months. At their peak, there were around 3,300 payphone boxes across Ireland. A dead pacu fish native to the Amazon in South America has been found in Loch Gardaí near the Cavan-Leitrim border. Inland Fisheries Ireland said it's examining the 2-kilogram pacu after its discovery by an angler, Steve Clinch, last weekend. An Irish designer has won the prize for the Junk Couture World Designer of the Year at the 2023 World Final in Monaco. Irish design hashtag TagMe from Moat Community School nabbed the top prize. And the Late Late Show host Patrick Keelty has been named as the Grand Marshal for the National St Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin next month. Meanwhile, in London, Panty Bliss has been announced as the Grand Marshal of the London St Patrick's Day Parade. That's it, just some of the news stories across Ireland for this weekend.
Irish Radio News.
Thanks indeed, Jerry. And Jerry will be back, of course, tomorrow between 1 and 3 in his usual weekday programme live here on Irish Radio, so you'll catch Jerry then. And don't forget, if you'd like a request or dedication between now and 3, do let us know. The requests are coming in thick and fast, so keep them coming. And we'll get your favourite song played live on air between now and 3. Anyway, if you're celebrating a birthday today, a very, very, very happy birthday to you. And you're not the only one who's celebrating a birthday. Well, obviously. But many other people celebrating the birthday, namely Barry McGuigan. You remember Barry McGuigan, folks. I remember him when I was a kid. Believe it or not, he's 63 today. Yes, it's his birthday today. He's born in 1961. He's actually an Irish boxing promoter now. And he was, as you probably know, he was a former professional WBA world boxing champion as well. And lineal featherweight champion as well. And he had those titles from 1985 to 1986. And he was born in Clones in Ireland. Northern Ireland, and he's 63 today, so happy birthday to Barry McGuigan. Also celebrating a birthday today, Amanda Abington, English actress, known for roles in Doc Martin, Sherlock, Mr. Selfridge, and she was born in North London. And anniversaries today occur of Dermot Morgan. Did you ever watch Father Ted, folks? Dermot Morgan, who played Father Ted himself on that brilliant Channel 4 sitcom Father Ted. He died in 1998. It's his anniversary today. May God bless him. And Chris Brasher, who is a Guyanese English runner and journalist, and he co-founded the London Marathon. It's his anniversary today. He died in 2003. And also Chris Curtis, who was born in 1941 and died in 2005 on this very day. An English singer and drummer with the Searchers. Anybody old enough to remember the 60s will remember the Searchers, I'm sure. And also today, back in 1974, the British election ended in a hung parliament after the Jeremy Thorpe-led Liberal Party achieved their biggest vote. And it's not the only time we've had a hung parliament, is it? The latest election resulted in a hung parliament, I think. Or was it the one before that? There's been so many elections over recent years. Today, back in 1975, a London Underground train crashed into the end of the tunnel at Moorgate Station. And the Moorgate Tube crash claimed 43 lives, tragically, and was the deadliest accident in the London Underground during peacetime. The cause has never been discovered, apparently. So, there you go. And back in 1993, on this very day, the final episode of MASH aired with almost 110 million viewers. And there you go. And today, back in 2012, the largest prehistoric penguin was discovered. The penguin species Karuku. Karuku grabnefi. If I've pronounced that correctly, was discovered from a 27 million year old fossil, which showed the penguin to weigh around 132 pounds, which is about 60 kilograms, and stood at nearly 5 foot tall. That's about 1.5 meters. There you go. Just some of the strange old things that have gone on in this world of ours.
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls. Man, I feel like a woman.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions. Make no conditions. Get a little out of line.
Like a woman, says Shania Twain. Very good afternoon once again to Ken Roberts over there in Australia, requesting Pat Mulcrone, Can't Hold the Years Back. Beautiful song it is too. No problem at all, Ken. We shall get that on for you. But meanwhile, something a little bit different on the programme. It's not the type of music as such we normally play on the programme, although it is of Irish origin, believe it or not, which I didn't actually know until my colleague in the office, Sabira, told me last week. and it's a band called House of Pain. And apparently there are a couple of Irish musicians or of Irish descent whose parents are Irish or family or Irish. And I looked it up as well, and sure enough, they are in fact an Irish American rap band. And there was a particular song they done called Jump Around, and that's probably the one they're most famous for. And it's pretty much a hyped up version of an original song done from way back, but this is the hyped up version. So this goes out to all the therapies department at the Royal London Hospital, so just make sure you're jumping around and well, get those dancing shoes on. This is what they call Irish American rap, folks. This is House of Pain. Something a little bit different on the program. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monsters are bunk up, someone's fucking junk. Yo, I'll bust them in the eye, and then I'll take the punks out. Feeling funky, amps in the trunk, and I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill with my mom and my pops. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get down to your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. And the Bible's got Psalms, and just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle with a shotgun, but if you do, you're a fool. Cause I do to the death, trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Came from If the children share the love you feel and it fills your heart with pride, you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago, if you love each blade of grass or green from Cork to Dunedin, you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. Do you still recall your mother's words from when you were a child? And sometimes in a crowded room you see your father smile, and you would give just anything to share this memory. Then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish. Sentimental Irish, you are sentimental Irish just like me.
The colors last for hours, oh. The lights come on, the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. A gentle mist called heaven's kiss, like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Forevermore I'll step ashore, my sailing days are over, oh. Time and tide and by your side, together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin, brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. A tailor and a drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill, they'll shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the
Irish rain, we'll walk in the Irish rain.
It's your chosen kin. It won't give up when time wears thin. You can never defeat love. Love always wins. You can never defeat love.
Never defeat love.
Love always wins.
Often
The lights of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. This heart of mine that's breaking, it's pounding in my breast. Still everybody tells me, sure you know it's for the best. But today I lose my best friends as I leave you both behind. For you, my love, and Ireland will be always on my mind. The lights of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. I'm sitting by the window as the ship sails out to sea. The flashing lights of Tusker, they're my only company. And for a few brief moments as we share our last farewell, who knows how long 'twill be before I see her lights again. The lights of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. They're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears.
November, just before dawn, near the village of Corran, a new star was born. At hurling and handball was destined to be the greatest exponent that you'll ever see. In the annals of glory, his name is up there with the great Paddy Phelan, Jim Langton and Kerr. His club is Young Ireland's, suffice for to say. His name it is Kerry, and they call him DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber, he lines out to play the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. A sportsman, a gentleman, right to the core. His name never taken, no cards ever shown. To the fine artful craftsman, we venture to say, well done, Dennis Joseph, well done, DJ. 9 All-Star Awards, now the truth I will tell.
with All-Ireland medals for both handball as well. If the good Lord should spare us, we'll cherish the day when the great Hall of Fame is bestowed on DJ. When they talk of great hurlers and their praises they'll sing, of the great Jimmy Dye, Nicky Rackard and Ring, Tom Chasty, Mick Mackey, Larry Marr in their day. Amongst all these legends, they'll speak of DJ. And up in Croke Park, in the glorious sunshine, I can still hear the fans sing the Rose of Mankind. Then the ball is thrown in, and they enter the fray. We all shout for Kilkenny and the legend DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. The pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ.
There are flowers that are rich, flowers that are rare, on the banks where the Nore gently flows. But the sweetest of all the flowers to bloom was my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her eyes shone like diamonds, they glistened so bright, her smile was the sunshine so fair. And the heart of my beautiful rose was as true as the dewdrops sprinkled there. In the bright month of June, neath that Kilkenny moon, to the altar we promised we'd go. But fate played its part and soon broke the heart of my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her father objected, said, think of our pride, we could never outlive such a crime. There are plenty of men who are wealthy and then would be all in the world such as I. So they sent her away to a faraway land, a break they told her could be. When the leaves start to fall, it is then we will call, and you may return o'er the sea. A year had passed on, when the postman one morn brought a letter to me, and I read. The rose that bloomed in your garden of love has withered, your darling is dead. Now I'm left all alone, this world I must roam, how I'll face every care heaven knows. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose.
country home one evening long ago. Sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee as she played on Papa's knee, "You promised me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to look," she cried. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes, he then replied. "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago." And in every way we tried to make our house a home of happiness. To a bright September's morn, on the day that you were born, God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long ago, in an Irish country home, one evening long ago, said an old man to his little daughter Nell. Though the best of friends must part, she was dearer to my heart. For your mother was the only one I loved. For your mother was the only one I loved.
Got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one thin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day my granddaddy died, I was only 3. I remember daddy crying as I sat on his knee. The first time I seen a wedding, the bride all dressed in white, looking like an angel beneath her halo bright. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day I got my first guitar, all day I'd pick and sing. And Lord, it must sound awful, those out of tune good strings. But my mama said 'twas beautiful and would ask me sing again. Another treasured memory that I have kept within. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one thin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time. First time I kissed a girl, I still can almost feel her touch. We thought our love would last forever, but it was just a crush. And the day I held my newborn child, so tiny and small, and my wife, she looked so beautiful, this I treasure most of all.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind.
The man who built the motorways, they broke the stones and moved the clay. Shuffle now with their heads held down on the streets of Camden Town. The man who built the motorways. The days were hard, the nights were good. They owned the streets of Cricklewood. They sang the songs of home, but now they sing alone. The man who built the motorways. And no amount of alcohol will ever numb the pain. The men who spend their lives sheltering from the rain. Of dancers haunt the floor.
The ghost of dancers haunt the floor.
Since they closed down the Galtymore.
Since they closed down the Galtymore.
show bands played the songs, and everyone belonged. The man who built the motorway. They walked the Kilburn streets alone. So close but far away from home. They live from hand to mouth and keep the good side out. The men who built the motorways. And no amount of alcohol will ever numb the pain. The men who spend their lives sheltering from the rain. The men who built the motorway. They broke the stones and moved the clay. Shuffle now with their heads held down on the streets of Camden Town. The men who built the motorway. The man who built the motorway.
By old Fangle, and her car in the very latest style. She's the belle of every bar in Colorado. But you see a sadness even when she smiles. She has everything a girl could ever ask for. Only happiness her money cannot buy. For whenever someone says, how are things in Ballyhays? You can see the tears in Mary's summer's eyes. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterdays and Mary's summer's wishes. She could trade in all her riches for the misty and a shack in Ballyhays. Now Mary was a girl of much ambition, and she met and wed a very wealthy man. He can give her all except for things she wishes. For his plans are much too big for Ireland. So tonight she'll go to sleep on satin pillows. And in restless dreams, again she knows she'll hear the lovely Emily calling, please come back to me. When she wakes, her satin pillows wet with tears. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing.
happy yesterday. And merry summer's wishes she could trade in all her riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay. And merry summer's wishes she could trade them all for riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay.
Travel far across.